JM and the AM on a Monday morning. It's Sunday at Hask. It's Hask Experience Day, and you're hearing the show early Monday morning on JM and the AM. Dr. Jason Suss is with us. He is a friend of Hask, a donor to Camp Hask, and today he's a very proud member of the community visiting Camp Hask. A pleasure to welcome you to JM and the AM.
Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you for having me.
What was your first encounter with Camp Hask?
Probably about 15 plus years ago. Okay. I don't know if it was coincidental with Rav Judah taking over here or if it was a visit, but I can tell you this. When I came, I realized this is the place to be, this is the place to visit, and we never stopped coming.
It's been a regular annual visit.
Not only has it been regular, I can tell you that after I came, I realized that I made a commitment, my wife and I made a commitment to ourselves that we're going to make it our business to spend a Shabbos here every summer, a minimum of one Shabbos, with our little kids, because we felt that yeshiva education is important, but a Shabbos in Hask is more important.
Have you done that yet this summer?
We're doing two of them. We have one scheduled for next Shabbos and one scheduled in August. And I can tell you that we both believe it's the greatest chinuch we can give our kids.
Well, walking around this campus on a Shabbos has got to put a million different thoughts in your head, I would assume.
It sure does.
And you're watching scenes that you would never see anywhere else. Your point exactly in terms of your children experiencing stuff they would never see anywhere else.
It sure does. In fact, before you even walk around the campus, when you get to the gates, I deeply believe those are the gates, those are the Shaarei Shamayim. The gates of Camp Hask are the gates to heaven. And everything that happens within the gates are beyond anyone's comprehension until you experience it.
So if we call this a small piece of heaven, which we do, musically and otherwise, you would say 100%.
For some, it's a big piece.
A big piece of heaven. Got to make an adjustment to that song. Dr. Jason Suss is with us. Now, what community are you from?
Teaneck.
All right. Are the folks in Teaneck aware of what's going on here in Camp
Hask? I think they are, but I think we can probably spread the word more strongly and broadly.
I hope so. And when you say, look, thank God, Reb Judah and the others who work very hard have a tremendous base of support. I'm sure you're familiar with that. I mean, now it's an international base of support.
Sure is.
They've reached a tipping point in this camp where everyone feels the need to somehow help out. It could be $10 a month or $1 million, or they feel they need to help out.
I agree. In fact, Rav Judah and I are old friends from high school, so I have an extra access or entry point. But I think we've reached a paradigm shift in Camp Hask where it's no longer people think they're helping out. I think people really deeply believe they have the zechus to be a part of something big.
No question about it. And of course, visiting, and that's what today is all about. The people who are feeling what you just felt get to see it live and in person. And that's why you may have noticed a good number of people here today.
No question about it. No question about it. It's a real feeling. You have to experience it.
The one of the things we've been focusing on is the new construction. You know, people are donors, people are friends, and then to actually see buildings go up, it's a great feeling. I mean, you know, it's a physical structure that's been supported by so many people around the world. So we look at a new bunkhouse in front of us. You're obviously familiar with what's happening behind us with the new medical center, the Beis Refuah, which is just, I mean, we had the tour this morning. It's 99.5% done, and once it is open, it's going to be another crown jewel in this place, which is pretty amazing. And just being in part of this atmosphere gives one the feeling that they're part of something that just continues to grow and be and continues to be such an important part of the Jewish world. And it's just so fun. We were talking about this earlier with the Pillar Society. I said it's one of the only fundraising efforts I know where it doesn't feel like you're being pressured. And it seems like it's just people are just gravitating to Hask to a point where they just, thank God, are opening up their wallets and asking how they can help. And the whole pressure thing doesn't even exist here.
Agreed. In fact, you talk about the Beis Refuah behind us. I walked in and saw the building with my own eyes, and I said to myself, this looks like a mini Beis HaMikdash.
Wow.
Whether it physically actually does or if it just feels that way, that's the power, that's the energy that it emanates. It's unbelievable what that building and the donors that have helped build and grow it have done. It's an incredible place. In terms of your question, the breadth and the reach across the world, I'll tell you, people really feel like they're part of something much bigger than themselves. And the reason why I feel that way, Nahum, is that by working here and being a part of this camp or being a donor in this camp or being connected to the camp, you realize that you're really existing a little bit outside yourself. You're doing something for others, whether it be for the campers or for the families back home, giving them the reprieve and the break that they deserve.
And you would make that argument for those who've never walked into this campus.
I would make that argument even more so. They
should
be here.
But I love your base referral reference, because those who claim there's a spirituality about this place, boy, you just proved it.
It's the base. It's a mini base on Meadush over there.
That's quite a spiritual outlook. Dr. Jason Suss, proudly a friend of Rav Judah and a friend of Hass.
This is awesome. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you on.
Keep up the amazing work.
I appreciate that. More coming up. You're listening to a Sunday but Monday edition of JM in the AM from Camp Hass.